Do you accept that you miss the targets every single year that you've been in government? Do you accept that runaway house prices is locking out an entire generation? And do you accept that you need a new plan? Because we can't afford for prices to continue to go up this way. We can't afford for rents to continue to skyrocket. We can't afford for more children to be in emergency accommodation.
And where the hell is your plan? You've produced nothing in 4 years. 3 pages in a 52-page budget document. 3 pages on housing. Where is your plan, Deputy? You're all sound, noise and fury, and you have no substance on any of this. 33,000 houses were built last year. 33,000, which is in excess of the target set in Housing for All. The targets are being exceeded. But, Deputy, you have a responsibility. We understand that housing is the biggest issue facing the families across this country. We have never hidden that reality. But the supports we've brought in place are enabling young people to buy the houses in this country. Do we want to do more? Of course we do. There is no plan to help young people. What your plan through the chair, is to abolish supports for first-time buyers and undermine their capacity to afford new houses. That is the essence of your three-pager in your 52-page budget. You're all sound, pure bluster and no substance.
Look at this. Please. This has become an irregular routine on a Thursday. Can we just behave in a slightly orderly way, please?